impossible in the language. But then it was the appointed tongue of lovers, and while their sickness is upon them, they have neither humour or wit. This Mr. Thomas Miller wrote abundant flowers of language in his book, and the plates were coloured by hand. By the by, what a blessed thing colour printing is. These hand-tinted plates to an imaginative person are about as distressing as any plates can very well be. Whenever I look at these triumphs of art over the beauties of nature with all their weary dabs of crimson, green, blue, and yellow, I think of wretched, anemic girls fading their youth away in some dismal attic over a publisher's toiling through the whole edition, tint by tint, and being mocked the while by Mr. Miller's alliterative erotics. And they are erotics. In one place he writes, "Beautiful art thou, O broom on the breezy bosom of the bee-haunted heath." And throughout he buds and blossoms in